Gather round. My name is Uncle Ron. You've landed on my porch. Grab a chair, have a seat, get some coffee or some cold brew. Let's have a conversation about how to grow your business using organic digital marketing methods. I am here to give you the tips, tricks, and cheat codes that I have used to grow my own businesses over the last several years. We are focusing on search engine optimization, technology, and social media. These have been the backbone of helping my own businesses thrive in the face of storms in my industry. We are talking about updating old website content this week. It is a strategy that a lot of people overlook. I had a conversation a couple of weeks ago and somebody asked me why I would update an old page. They said, you should just create a new one. And I said, no, that's not correct. The age of a page will absolutely be looked at in the algorithm that Google uses to set the search rankings. Yeah, they're looking for subject matter authority. They're looking for previous visits. They're looking for how quickly does a page load. They're looking for, are you just being spammy with your content? Are you just trying to create links back to other sites? There's lots of things that they look at. But a page that is older is absolutely going to have an advantage over a page that is newer. Google has deeper information about that page because there are now things like how many people have visited it, how long are they staying on it, are they clicking through to other pages on your website. It gives you an advantage. But as we know, nothing in life is static. We're either getting better or getting worse, and we need to make sure that we're staying on top of things. Yesterday, we talked specifically about updating high-performing pages. Today, we're going to go to the Google Search Console, and we're going to look at our pages, and instead of marveling at the pages that have all this traffic, we're going to sort from lowest to highest, and we are going to identify which pages suck. Not every piece of content that you create is going to be a banger, folks. It's just the way that the world works. It's okay. Some of the stuff that you put out there is going to suck, especially at first. I read some of the content that I used to produce 7, 8, 9 years ago. Let me tell you, Uncle Ron was terrible at it at that point in time. I've gotten a little bit better. I'm a little bit above mediocre at this point. The bottom line is you're going to have stuff that you put on your website and it's not going to be good. It's not going to resonate with the audience you're trying to connect with. You're going to not be able to tell a story very well. You're going to be inconsistent with how you present the information on a page. It's okay. But it also doesn't mean that you have to leave something that sucks in its current state. You don't want it to just go away and die. What you want to do is you want to improve it. You need to critically rewrite or re-record the video so that these pages can provide relevant information, details that make information knowledge, and stories that can help them connect with the consumer. When I first started, I would put information out there, but it wasn't very deep, and it definitely didn't include stories. I'm going back and updating pages now to try to change that. I want them to be on point. You can still be rewarded from the age of the page, even if you don't have a high quantity of visitors to the information. It's a way to get some traffic there. One thing that you need to critically look at, if something is not getting traffic, is it that your page sucks? Or is it that there's nobody searching for it? There's a couple of ways to investigate that. If you go to Google and you begin to type in to the search bar, the phrase that you're trying to land for that piece of content, if Google doesn't pre-fill anything, it's a great indication that nobody's looking for what you're putting out there. Doesn't mean that your page sucks. It just means nobody's looking for it. I've got some pages on my website about very specific insurance topics. And friends, nobody goes looking for that information. It doesn't come up in search because nobody's searching for it. It doesn't mean that it was waste because it's still part of your knowledge base. And if you have somebody that does ask a question about it, you can subsequently send that to them. The other thing that you can do is once you put that search phrase in, is there a list of questions below that that says people also ask? You need to see if you appear in any of those. And then finally, you can go to your Google ad account and you can look at actual traffic for that particular phrase. One of the things that happens is we become enamored with a topic for ourselves, and we don't realize or understand that it is not really important to the consumer. I don't talk a whole lot about identity theft on our website because it's just not a question that our customers ever ask us about. Do we talk a heck of a lot about cyber coverage on our website for businesses? You bet your bottom dollar. But identity theft is not something that is at the top of mind with people looking for a home insurance policy. So we don't include it. If you've got a topic like that that doesn't resonate with the audience you're trying to connect with, it's not going to land. You're not going to see the traffic. Doesn't matter how good your stuff is. Just like I don't talk about snow plowing here in Texas because it's not something that happens. Minnesota, you're going to talk about it a lot, but you're not going to talk about the hurricanes that we get here in Texas, vice versa. You need to make sure you're paying attention to that. For those pages that are not performing, that do have some search traffic, you want to go through and methodically update and make sure that the content is good. I'm Uncle Ron. We've talked about high-performing pages yesterday and low-performing pages today. The bottom line is you need to be updating those pages on a consistent basis. It needs to be part of your content production plan. If you don't know how to put together a content production plan, Uncle Ron is here for you. Go to sprocketops.com, hit the contact form, and let me know how we can have a conversation. I can provide one-on-one coaching to you to help you understand how to find topics, how to put together a content production plan, and how to get the content onto the website. Sprocketops.com is where you'll find me. Let's have a conversation about how we can grow your business. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about a linking strategy. We talked about interlinking last week, and we're going to focus on that tomorrow when we talk about updating your website. I'm Uncle Ron. I'll see you tomorrow on the porch.